This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. According to the good people at the Government Accountability Office, about a dozen rural hospitals in this country shut down every year. Just close. That's about twice the number that was closing a decade ago, and more than three-quarters of them are in the South. Losing a hospital like that can put a town, as well as the health of its residents, in peril, of course. So from WABE, Sam Whitehead takes us to one Georgia community that found an alternative.
Back in 2016, Gilmer County, Georgia, had a problem. The hospital in the community 80 miles north of Atlanta in the Appalachian foothills was closing. The hospital wasn't admitting enough patients and filling enough beds. Charlie Paris, the chair of the county commission, says people took the closure hard.
It was seen as a very tragic situation, a very emergency-type situation.
Paris worried less access to medical care would scare away people and businesses that were thinking of moving to the area.
Usually their first question is, show me your hospital. We were concerned about, you know, how are we going to respond to that?
By one count, more than 100 rural hospitals have closed their doors since 2010, says Erica Rogan with the American Hospital Association.
They just don't have as many patients coming through the door as other geographic areas may have. And so that can be problematic when payment for their services is based on volume of care.
For Gilmer County residents, the next best option was a hospital about 20 miles down the road. Denise Ray runs Piedmont Mountainside Hospital. She says her facility felt it when the one in Gilmer County closed.
Our emergency room was slammed, so we just really felt like we didn't have the capacity to manage everything that was coming through.
Ray and her colleagues saw an opportunity in the closing hospital. By opening an emergency room there, they could take pressure off their ER and hold on to their market share in Gilmer County.
We were already serving, I'd say, 35-40% of the market.
To hold on to those patients, they'd have to beat any potential competitors to the punch.
If a different facility had opened there, they might have changed where they were receiving services.
Ray says Piedmont spent $2.2 million building a modern emergency room. The ER opened about a year after the old hospital closed and is the first of its kind in the state of Georgia. County Commissioner Charlie Paris says residents weren't sold on the idea at first.
We are not real wild about being the first to adopt anything.
2 years in, the ER has been well-received by residents and business leaders, says Paige Green, who runs the Gilmer Chamber of Commerce. She says communities have to move past the notion that every small town needs its own full-service hospital.
And the reality is that if you're paying attention to what's happening in the healthcare space, we have to accept that those days are probably behind us.
On a recent afternoon, only a few of the ER's 8 beds are filled. The facility sees about 33 patients a day. Denise Ray says both her ERs, the freestanding one and the one at Piedmont Mountainside, offer essentially the same services.
We have to be able to do CT scans. We have to be able to have respiratory services and nurses. You've got to have access to EMS in order to transport a patient from here to the hospital of their choice.
It's not uncommon to have to transfer patients who need more care. It happens about 6% of the time. Dr. Tom Nguyen says that's the only real difference he's noticed from the other ERs where he's worked.
The challenge is probably transferring patient because, you know, all the patients that need to be admitted, they have to be transferred, so we don't have any of those services.
For now, the freestanding ER isn't losing money. Hospital administrators say they're covering their costs and can even see expanding it in the future, depending on what the community needs and what it can support. In LHA, Georgia, I'm Sam Whitehead for Marketplace.